This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Continuing, day four, SEC Media Days, Hoover, Alabama. Chuck Oliver here, Dan Matthews, you know, up road in Charlotte, ACC football kickoff. We'll be jumping back into the interviews. We've got Dabo Swinney coming up, as well as the rest of the hour, just a lot of great interviews. All the coaches, players, media experts you've wanted, brought you 4 days of coverage. And tomorrow, make sure you're listening as well to the Chuck Oliver Show. We're going to do the recap, the best of, and it's going to be Saban, and it's going to be Dabo, and it's going to be all the coaches, Mike Norvell, who we get a little later today, Dan Mullen, Kirby Smart. You name it, you're going to be hearing from them right here on the station, as well as the top players. Again, Sam Howell, Mackenzie Milton coming up, Jermaine Johnson. Actually, I think Dan is sitting down with Jermaine Johnson, the Florida State edge, up there in Charlotte as we speak. But as I said, yesterday was the Coastal Day, and they do Coastal and all the players and coaches, and then Atlantic the next day, and they wrap it up in a couple of days. The best news possible, and honestly, the last news that you want to hear as a head coach. Manny Diaz got both of those yesterday, and there are times when something hits right after a coach bolts the room, and you realize the guy knew and just decided to skip it, didn't want to bring it up, or it was time strategically, et cetera. I can't say that about the bad news I'm about to get to, but I'll be positive. I'd rather light a candle than curse the darkness. So we will start with some good news. Coming out again, Charlotte and reports, Miami quarterback De'Arik King, he personally, not a source close to him, he said himself, right knee is 100%. He will be able to fully participate in fall practice when it begins in about 10 days. He had media availability yesterday, and actually talked to Dan Matthews as well. He is on pace to start the season opener against Alabama in Atlanta. That's September 4th. Quote, I feel 100%. I'm not limited to do anything. So I'm out there throwing on the run, rolling out, cutting at full speed. I feel good. I don't notice any limitations in my knee. He announced right before the bowl game that he was going to come back for 1 year for his final super season, that extra bonus year. And then about a week later, it wasn't even really he was actually up in the air when he took the hit in the bowl game against Oklahoma State, and it wasn't the same story as, Jake Butt, the Michigan tight end, or Jalen Smith, the Notre Dame linebacker, guys that were real draft prospects that played in a bowl game, and Jalen Smith would have been a top five pick, I think, and he wound up being a second round pick, which was a little bit of a dice roll on the Dallas Cowboys part, because he potentially had nerve damage in his knee, which means you don't really feel what you're supposed to anymore. Like, when you hit the ground, you're changing directions, it just translates to your brain, and you're like, all right, now I'm going to push. You don't get the sensation the same way that you're fully planted and now going to push off. And so you lose speed and reaction and timing and all that when there's nerve damage. That's why it will end a career, because you don't really feel what's going on. Who was it? I'm trying to think who the hurdler was. Was it Lolo Jones that said she started having a problem, nerves in her legs and her feet, so that when she was landing after a hurdle, she's like, I wasn't feeling it correctly. And that'll throw everything off. It's the same thing when you have nerve damage in the knee for a football player. He says he's 100%. Now, and that's the best thing possible, because not only is he your starting quarterback, but I said yesterday, I was like, oh, gosh, what a magician. I went on and made my point. And Manny Diaz, they say, what? Chuck, that's a great word, magician. And then he talked about in the locker room as well. So that's the great news. And straight from De'Arik, and I'm ready to roll. It's July 22nd. May as well be September 4th. Let's get going. All right, here's the opposite of that. Hurricane safety Avante Williams, who has not played yet. He was a four-star recruit last year, class of 2020. He was the nation's top safety in the entire class. Get out of Florida. Did not play for the Hurricanes, had medical issues. And he said in March, about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, he's like, I've been cleared to play, and so I'm going to hit the field. So he had a real redshirt year, and so he's going to be a redshirt freshman because he had some issues, et cetera, but nation's top safety and big addition for the Hurricanes. Been suspended by the team. He got arrested yesterday. Now, I'm going to describe this, and you're thinking, that's not good. Got arrested on domestic violence charges. I'm going to let you read the details because this is awful stuff. He's 20 years old, three counts of aggravated battery of a pregnant person. And then you start, it's his ex-girlfriend, 31 weeks pregnant. It's just a bad story, and I don't want to go there. So I'll let you, if you've got the mind to do that. But it's just really unsavory stuff, and there's a good I will give you a prediction. I don't have any information here. There's a chance Avante Williams will not play college football. Certainly at Miami, I would be surprised if it's not something in 1AA or maybe NAIA. I mean, this is really bad stuff. So that is the best and the worst for Manny Diaz, and there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and as I said, hear from the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney. That's next on the Chuck Oliver Show.
More college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Chuck Oliver Show rolling live from Hoover, Alabama. Hi, Winfrey. Wrapping up SEC Media Days here in just a few hours. Still have Brian Harsin, head coach of the Auburn Tigers, going to sit down with us. Sam Pittman is rolling around here as well. We will hopefully get the head hog on. And I had mentioned earlier in the week that is kind of what the NIL was supposed to be. At least that's what we were imagining. You know, five offensive linemen for Arkansas getting a barbecue endorsement. It's pretty good stuff if you just take trade. Same thing's going on up the road in Charlotte with the ACC football kickoff. Dan, how are you doing?
Oh, everything is awesome. Stepped aside for a moment to talk with Jermaine Johnson, defensive end at Florida State just a few minutes ago. We'll have a chance to hear that a little bit later on the show, but just really impressed with not only, you know, just the conversation with him, but also too, I mean, just knowledge of defense and also exactly the reason why he went to Florida State. And he also, it's pretty tough to be able to make a comment about leaving a place and then not have some people with some hurt feelings. I think even if Georgia fans hear it will say best of luck to him, you know, really.
Oh, wow.
Want the best for him, and that's the thing. He was somebody that I really enjoyed sitting down with. It's been one of the best interviews of the week for me, for sure.
All right, great. Well, we will be hearing that for sure. He could be the best player on that defense for sure. I want to get a quick comment. We got about a minute here before I'm going to bring Dabo interview on. And speaking about Dabo Swinney, like, you've been here in Birmingham. You've been to ACC as well. You know the rock star coaches. You know the treatment there. I haven't seen Dabo get that. It's a more subdued environment and all that, but how is just the general feel of the media around Dabo?
Well, you don't have the throngs of cameras that you have there in Hoover. You're right about that. But South Carolina obviously is a state that cares very deeply about both Clemson and South Carolina Gamecock football. So you've had a lot of those cameras around, the local Charlotte area cameras. As a matter of fact, I think I posted it on social media. If not, I will while we run the interview. There were quite a bit of cameras behind me while he was talking with you.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you heard any camera clicks or anybody kind of rustling in the background, but Dabo definitely gets the treatment here, and especially too with the success they've had at Clemson the last few years, it's very much warranted. And it's funny you say that right now, because I look to my left and I see linebacker James Skalski, and he's got about three or four cameras around him right now while he's got a few minutes before they move on to their next item on the schedule here in Charlotte.
Yeah, and everybody from the Clemson contingency. And, Dan, I think there's a chance me and you and some other folks from the station down here in Atlanta, we may have a return trip to Charlotte coming up in about 5 weeks when they decide to take on Georgia in that season opener. Georgia and Clemson, again, with 100% capacity. It's going to be interesting to see who gets closest to, you know, quote, turning that into a home game. So I was able to sit down with Dabo Swinney a little earlier. Here is that conversation. Chuck Oliver Show continues live from Hoover, Alabama. Hyatt Winfrey for 2021 SEC Media Days. And we are also giving you dual coverage ACC football kickoff live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's head up there. Head coach of the Clemson Tigers, it is Dabo Swinney. Coach, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you making time. This season you're going to have a new starting quarterback again. What I believe should frighten folks is BC last year, Notre Dame. That was entry-level DJU. How's he progressed? How is he even better than he was when we saw that limited action about a year ago?
Well, he's got more experience, obviously, now. He's played. He's had a true off season. You know, he didn't get that last year. He's had a full spring. He didn't get that last year. He's had the opportunity to have a front row seat of learning and watching Trevor Lawrence. So he's just, mentally in a whole different place than he was at the beginning of last season. Physically, he's great. He's really done a great job with his strength conditioning and, his leadership. He's as far as stepping in this spring and really becoming the guy and leading the team. You know, all those are all areas that he's grown. And then just his overall just ownership of our system and what we do. It's been fun to watch him get to this point. And I know he's eager to go do it on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you keep making me wrong. I've said for about the past decade or so to Clemson fans, I'm like, it's not easy to take over for a guy like Kyle Parker. And then I said it about Taj Boyd and then Deshaun Watson, now Trevor. It keeps looking pretty easy. Talk about your line of quarterbacks and really who you target and evaluate in high school and get into the program. It's just been unbelievable over the past 10 years.
Well, we don't offer a lot of guys. You know, we've done a good job from an evaluation standpoint. And, it's easy to evaluate the tangibles, but it's a lot harder to evaluate the intangibles. And I think that that's where we've gotten it right. Kyle Parker was a great first quarterback for me and took us to our first ACC championship game and division championship. And he had to leave early for baseball. And, Taj Boyd came in winning as quarterback in school history, really just kind of helped transform and build the foundation that we have today. And he passes the torch to Deshaun. Deshaun takes us to a national championship and then on to Trevor and now DJ. So I think evaluation and making sure that it's not just the quarterback position, but it's who you put around that quarterback. Consistency in our program, consistency in our system, elite wide receiver play over the years, a great defense to practice against every day that can prepare you. You practice this game a lot more than you play it. If you play 15 games, those other 350 days, you only got what you got on campus. And so I think that's been one of the blessings for all those guys is they've had to compete against the best of the best in practice every single day, which has translated well to game day. So, just a great group of young men that we've had the opportunity to coach, and DJ's the next guy, and he's unique. All those guys are different, and they all have certain characteristics that are similar, but they're all different too. And I think DJ, he could have probably started at about 125 schools last year as a freshman, but I think that says a lot about his mental makeup, his maturity. He really wanted to come to Clemson and be at Clemson and be with the people of Clemson, but he wanted to learn and watch, from a guy that's fixing to be the first pick in the draft. And I think that tells you a lot about his long-term goals, his mental makeup, his maturity. And it was so much fun to watch him prepare, because he truly prepared like the starter every single week last week. So he's in a good place, and we're thankful that we got another great one to lead the Tigers.
Chuck Oliver Show, a couple more minutes with Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney. I saw the news about Justin Ross got named to the Biletnikoff Award watch list. That's not nothing. Now, I apologize if I missed this because I have not seen the news of his final clearance to play. Has that been announced? Is that kind of a formality? We're just kind of waiting on a doctor to check a box, or is there something else?
No, it has not been announced yet. I think we're near the finish line, hopefully, any day, any moment. It's his doctor in Pittsburgh is it was unbelievable. And I think he's confident in where Justin is. But again, there's a process. You have complicated medical issues, you know, with these young people. You want to make sure that you've got all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and so forth. And there's no reason to rush that process. So he's great. I can just tell you this. He does everything from, you know, he doesn't miss a run. He doesn't miss a lift of any type. He looks amazing. And, really we're all optimistic that, he's going to have the opportunity to play. But again, that has to come from, a final approval from all of the people that are involved, from second opinions, third opinions, legal people, all that stuff.
Just a couple of more questions with Dabo Swinney. First, I want to go to the backfield. Lynn J. Dixon, I guess he qualifies as the grown man in the running back room, but, Coach, it looks loaded. Comment about what's possible for Lynn J. if he maxes out his season.
Yeah, we've got a great group. I mean, this we got some guys who haven't done it yet, but I've got inside information, if you will, because I've had a chance to see them in spring practice and just who they are as young people. I'm really excited. I mean, this group could be as good as we've had from a totality standpoint. Lynn J. is definitely the senior leader there and has had some great moments for us. He's had an awesome summer. Kobe Pace is a grown man. Kobe Pace is a sophomore. Will Shipley, Phil Maffa. Those are three young guys that you're going to hear a lot about over the next few years at Clemson, and it's exciting to know that we've got that group. And, Michael Dukes is another guy that we think has a chance to make some noise this year. So it's a good group. And, hopefully Lynn J. will be able to be the leader we need him to be.
Last thing for you, five-year contracts for assistants, that ain't a regular thing. And I believe both your coordinators have those now. Talk a little continuity. And I think I've heard you talk multiple times about the ability to be happy where you are. Venables, he's got options. I mean, everybody on your staff's probably got options, and they all kind of hang around.
Yeah, Brent's always been on a five-year contract for a long time. It just each year we renew it. And so he's always been on a five-year contract. And last year I think he was, third highest paid assistant. And now he's the highest paid assistant. He got a little bit of a raise. But, I think he loves his job. He loves where he's at. He loves the consistency of Clemson. And then Tony, we moved him up this year. He certainly has earned that. But both of those guys turned down SEC jobs. Both of them had opportunities to be head coaches in the SEC and other places. I just think the biggest thing, and those are individual decisions, and it says a lot about our program. It says a lot about the culture of Clemson. So I think that's awesome. But, at some point, maybe it's the right job for them. But to this point, it just hasn't been the right job that they'd be willing to leave Clemson. So we're excited to have them back and continue to hopefully put a good product on the field.
Well, I appreciate your time, man. I know you're busy, and we'll talk to you as the season gets closer. See you up in Charlotte as well.
Okay, I appreciate it. Y'all have
a great day. Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
To Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
continuing live. SEC Media Days 2021. Chuck Oliver Show live at the Hyatt Winfrey. Home away from home. I don't know. I got enough Hyatt points. I think I could, like, stay here a month maybe. Cumulative. Again, appreciate all the help back in Atlanta. David Holloway, man, ones and twos. He is spinning gold. Dan Matthews, of course, up the road in Charlotte. And when he was there yesterday and it was Coastal Division Day, he was able to talk to the Georgia Tech head coach, Jeff Collins.
ACC kickoff here in Charlotte rolling on, and it is now time for me, Dan Matthews, to sit down with the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He is Jeff Collins, and might I say, too, a sharp-dressed Jeff Collins here. Now, for the audience out there who can't see us talking right now, got a pinstripe suit, navy blue, white stripes there. He's got the gold tie working right there. He's got the nice white pocket square. You're looking good, Coach.
I appreciate it. One of my former players from Temple started his own clothing company, came to the office about a month ago, and suited and booted, and Adonis Jennings, single-digit tough from Temple, and just, you know, want to proudly represent him. And, you know, he made it a little more fitted than I'm used to. But I guess the player said that's the look, so I'm gonna rock with it.
Well, you're looking great.
Thank you.
For sure. As we get into talking some football here in Charlotte before the season, and obviously, you know, when you reach this point, it's time to go, and that's when the fun really gets going. But one thing that has not been fun for you guys is penalties, especially the ones either after the play or before the play.
Yep.
Just for the audience out there who hadn't heard you talk much about it this offseason, just how frustrating has that been, and how much have you guys been trying to curb that issue?
Yeah, we talk about it every single day, made a huge emphasis throughout the entire offseason, throughout all of spring ball. Carry this with me, just the focused piece. So I'm holding a coin that says relentless, focused, and together. And just so that focus before the snap, communication before the snap, then making really good decisions post-snap are some of the things that we had to grow through last year and throughout the offseason. Turnovers, penalties, and then finishing drives in the red zone were three huge points of emphasis. And if we can do those things at a high level this year, we got a chance to be pretty good.
And that's part of it, too, is, you know, I was talking with Wanya Thomas, and he talked about, I mean, it's funny, when I brought up the penalties, he started to shake his head, roll his eyes. I mean, it's just from the frustration, just all of it. But, I mean, it's got to be a team effort, though, right? Yep. I mean, it's one of those pull the rope in the same direction and be able to make sure we change those mistakes from 2020 to 2021.
Yep, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest emphases, and proud of the guys, the way they've embraced it. It just every single day, even though however many times we brought it up, they kept buying in, kept understanding. They're refusing to let any of their actions pre-snap or post-snap hold us back. So it's exciting.
Dan Matthews with Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins here in Charlotte at ACC kickoff. And the culture is something that you talk about all the time. 404, the culture. You see it on Twitter, all these different things. Kind of give us a state of the culture. Where do you feel like Georgia Tech is year three of Jeff Collins, where it was just a couple of years ago?
So just the growth that we've made in all of those aspects, the branding, the recruiting, the image, the presence on social media, all of those things that we've invested so much time in, the culture in our locker room, playing with relentless energy, playing with ridiculous effort, all of those things now are our brand. Now it's time to shift that focus to playing really good ball, being on the same page, working really, really hard, communication, execution at a very, very high level, so that now we're not having to focus on those things because those are ingrained, those are set. We brought 14 newcomers in January, which is a lot, and just the way the culture is set, the players now were able to teach it.
Yeah.
So now I could shift my focus on the ball piece, on the execution piece, on the game planning piece, and that's an exciting time to be in our program with that.
And, I mean, football more than any other sport, it seems, Coach, it's repetition.
Yep.
It's just going through it. You don't know it until you do it.
Yep.
How huge has it been in year three to actually be able to now have all 15 of the spring and be able to actually have the guys on campus going through those those workouts?
That's been huge. We got all 15 practices in. The guys did a tremendous job with it, keeping us healthy and safe, but then getting some really good ball being played. The spring game was a culmination in Bobby Dodd Stadium with about 20% capacity, and it was awesome to have that many fans in there after having minimal the year before.
Right.
I'm just fired up. Bobby Dodd's going to be packed back to 100% capacity, so it's going to be a really good product that we're putting on the field.
Let's talk about a couple of your players. Again, Dan Matthews here at ACC Kickoff with Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins. And Ace Ely is somebody that made an immediate great first impression with you guys, because this just in, Coach, not a lot of transfers are named team captain when they first get to campus. I mean, what does that say about him as a player and as a guy?
Yes, I mean, he's huge. He's the son of a coach, so he gets it. But also, he comes into the program. Our guys taught the culture, you know, educated the newcomers on everything that's expected. He embraced it and then in turn elevated it, and he's done a tremendous job. You know, I always knew he was tall. He's 6'4", 240-pound middle linebacker, but then I posted a picture of us getting on the plane today, me and Wanye and Jeff Sims, our quarterback, and Ace, and Jeff and Ace are just towering over me and Wanye. So I appreciate all the comments on social media about how short I am. I don't disagree, but we also got to give Jeff Sims and Ace some credit, too. Because they're like we've done with the entire roster, it's gotten longer, it's gotten bigger, and continue to grow in every phase of our program.
On the offensive side of the ball, a guy that you brought with you today, Jeff Sims.
Yep.
I mean, just year two for him.
Yep.
Some success, some struggles in year one. Probably what you would expect out of a true freshman, but just where have you seen his growth during this offseason?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not easy in the college football to start as a true freshman in any position, much less quarterback, without a full off season, without a full set of spring practices. None of those things did he have. And just his growth since we returned in January, his hunger, his drive, his desire to learn everything about our offense, then learn defensive concepts as well, and know where to go with the ball because he knows our offense and he knows defensive rotation. All of those things are huge for us. So Coach, thank you.
Coach Mark,
Rick did the house.
Coach Mark Rick jumping over really quick to say hello.
Yes, sir. Coach, that's my dude.
Yeah.
But
kind of the same suits today, too.
No doubt. But Jeff, just, you know, our offense coordinator's office is about 10 yards from mine in the building. I don't know in the last 7 months if I've walked by that office more than two or three times a day and Jeff Sims is not in there. And that is huge that he's such a gym rat, loves the game, is a good dude, well-respected by his peers, hard worker, and he's uber-talented, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, for those of you that just kind of caught on to what just happened there, too, with Coach talking about Jeff Sims, Mark Richt walking by to join another interview. And I think, Coach, how funny would it be? Let's maybe put people in a time machine, take them back to 2013. It's going to be Coach Richt at ACC Kickoff joking with a Georgia Tech coach.
Yeah.
And the Georgia fans, I'm sure at the time, they'd probably be like, well, that will never happen. No way.
Well, I still remember distinctly about, I think, 2 days before everything got shut down last March. And there's me, the head coach of Georgia Tech, and Mark Richt, former head coach of the University of Georgia, former head coach of the University of Miami, at the Waffle House right on campus with him wearing Georgia Tech gear. And so it's a surreal time, but he's been really good to me, really good to our program, and just think the world of him.
One final one. Again, Jeff Collins here at ACC Kickoff, Dan Matthews with him, and that is, of course, the three initials that we've really gotten to know over this offseason, NIL, name, image, and likeness.
Sure.
Just how's your program handling it, and how will you guys go towards it going forward?
Yeah, so the easiest way is just to talk about the things that we've put in place to help our guys. We started a 404 Academy, which is an educational piece, an overarching piece to help our guys navigate this space that we're in now. And they put all the things out there for education, for things that they can do to enhance their brand, to enhance their market value, protocols that need to be in place to protect them, all of those things. But the biggest piece is the full and unfiltered support that they have from us. We are all behind anything that helps the student athlete. All of those things, our guys know that we are all in for them to maximize their brand, maximize their value, and do anything and everything that they can do to enhance their marketplace value. And they know that. So anytime that we're able to adjust them and help them, they know it's coming from a place to protect them, not to limit them or control them. And I think that's a huge element, that all of our guys know exactly where we stand so that we can help them in every phase of their lives, including this NIL space. And I do think also we are well-positioned, probably better than most, in downtown Atlanta, in the heart of the 404, with all the Fortune 500 companies surrounding us. The epicenter of college football is Atlanta. And just the biggest piece is now taking the next step as a program to be in those conversations like the Georgia Tech that I grew up knowing and loving. Sure. At the top of the food chain in college football, then everything even amplifies and the opportunities even grow for all of our guys, and we're completely supportive of it.
Well, it's always good to feel supported, and Coach, it's always good to talk with you. We really appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time today.
Appreciate
Coach
it.
Jeff Collins.
Thank you.
Joining us here at ACC Kickoff in Charlotte.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Putting a bow on it from Hoover, Alabama. Need somebody put their finger in the middle of that box while I wrap around it. We got just a few more minutes left. Going to head right back out earlier today. It is Auburn Day in Hoover, and I was able to sit down with a good friend of mine from inside the Auburn Tigers, Jason Caldwell. Chuck Oliver Show continues on day four of 2021 SEC Media Days, live from the Hyatt Winfrey, Hoover, Alabama. I want to welcome on now a good friend of mine inside the Auburn Tigers. Been covering the Auburn program, all athletics, for more than 20 years now. It is Jason Caldwell. Jason, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing good, Chuck. Just good to be here and get this on. I see what happens, and kind of that kickoff to college football season.
Yeah, it really is. And you say good to see you. It kind of takes on new meaning.
Absolutely,
this year.
It sure does.
Bo Nix here at Media Days, Auburn quarterback today. Talk about Bo now, because, at most, like, half of his college career is gone. And I got to say, it's on him. He's got to work and prove, and, playing and the production, and ultimately it's at his feet. Bo hadn't had the most helpful route the past 2 years. I mean, there's been some challenges. Just talk about the 2 years and, like, where he is now.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a combination of a lot of things. Struggles on the offensive line, a system that basically – dictated that you have to run the football to be successful, and they weren't good enough at times on the offensive line to run the ball. And so you start looking at it, and it wasn't a system where you had Alabama, Florida, where you're going to throw the ball for 400 yards. Just not one of those things. And so the numbers just didn't dictate that. You look, and he's got 42 total touchdowns in 2 years, 13 interceptions. I think probably nine of those have been in three games. There's been, these tough games he's had, but you look, and the thing he does is he lays it on the line every day. And I think now you get in a system and run Brian Harsin and Mike Bobo that's a little more quarterback friendly in terms of throwing the ball. Gus Malzahn was a quarterback friendly offense when they was running the ball, but I think you get a little more quarterback friendly system. And the question now is, do you have the wide receivers to do that? Maybe more tight end, more throws to the running backs. It may look a little bit different this year.
One of the things I've always loved about talking to you, Jason, is it's almost no matter who I say, not just in the state of Alabama, but any college kid who played high school ball there, you're like, oh, yeah, I saw him in, ninth grade, 10th grade, whatever. I was quoting you yesterday, and I hope I got it right. I said, Jason Caldwell was telling me he saw Bo Nix throw either five or six touchdowns as an eighth grader.
Yeah, he came in a playoff game against against eventual state champion Clay Chalkville with Tyrell Pogromi, who's Piggy T, who was as a freshman beat Texas when he was a quarterback at Maryland. The game ended up being like 70-50 something. But Bo had six or seven touchdowns, and that was kind of his coming out party as an eighth grader. And he's a guy that has been there. He's played a ton of football. I think for him, the next step is going to be allowing him to do more things at the line of scrimmage, do more things on the run, instead of, hey, here's what we're doing. You're throwing the ball here, you're throwing it here. Let him have a little bit more control, ownership of the offense. I think that's kind of the plan now.
Well, what is the chance that the offensive line can just kind of stop the bleeding? Hold the water, man. I give Kirby Smart all the credit in the world because I've always said, offensive line, there is no quick fix. He got it turned around in Athens in like two seasons, and I think that's kind of what Brian Harsin needs to get done.
Yeah, I actually think the offensive line has a chance to be a pretty solid offensive line. The thing about last year, by the end of the year, before the Alec Jackson injury, they started playing pretty well. You think about pandemic, we don't think about what an impact it has on a unit like that, where they're missing guys because of protocol all throughout camp, and then you're replacing four starters anyway. So you had to kind of put those two things together. It took them a little while to kind of find a little bit of a groove. They did pretty well, especially when Tank Bigsby was healthy. And you kind of took those two things out of the equation. They really struggled. They were actually probably one of the surprise things of the spring. I have a feeling that as long as they can stay healthy, the offensive line is going to be a solid unit. Now, I think the question for me is going to be wide receivers. Get Demetrius Robertson in from Georgia. Can he be that guy that people thought he was out of high school and he showed as a freshman at Cal? Can he find some of those things to be by far the most experienced guy on the roster right now?
Continue with Jason Caldwell again inside the Auburn Tigers. Let's switch around to defense. Owen Popoe is here, and I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago with somebody that I've watched Owen, and he's had some highlight plays, and he's been a really solid linebacker. Is there that blue sky? Like, is he going to be that next level, like a ball player, or is he going to wind up playing 3 or 4 years at Auburn and he's just a really good ball player?
Yeah, I think a lot of that depends on those guys in front of him, too. He played behind Derrick Brown and Marlon Davidson when he was a true freshman, but he was still a guy that was about 205 pounds then. Now he's about 225. He now is a linebacker. He looks that, and he showed that last year. Him and Zacoby McClain both kind of came into their own a little bit. How much they get help from those guys up front. But I do think this is a more maybe linebacker. I mean, I mentioned friendly. When you this 3-4, this Derrick Mason defense gives those guys a little bit more opportunities to go. And, he was second on the team in tackles for a loss last year. He does a good job of getting to the quarterback. I could see Owen being a guy that they really turn loose a little more this year. And when you do that, I think he's a guy that has the potential to make some big plays.
I can't remember if I've asked you about Colby Wooden yet, but, I mean – I watched him about five plays. I'm like, all right, he's the next one.
Great, great, great kid, first of all. It's funny. Those two guys, for me, are joined at the hip because I saw them play each other as seniors in high school. I mean, they're right there, Grayson and Archer.
Yeah.
Right there together. I saw those two guys against each other. And Colby Wooden at that time was 225, 230. And you go, okay, what's his upside? What's he going to be? And now you look at him, and he's 275, 280, and he's, to me, the perfect 3-4 edge guy in a defense because he's a guy that can get upfield, but he can hold the edge too. I think Colby's a guy that – you saw him last year. I mean, he was Auburn's most consistent defensive lineman without question. I think he's got a chance to be even better this year.
Let's go back to the secondary. And Roger McCreary, I mean, I'll give that guy credit. If you don't know who – people listening right now, most of you don't know who Roger McCreary is. He's probably as solid as you're going to find anywhere in the conference. Talk the off corner. Talk about opposite him.
Yeah, you bring in Jashun Miller from West Virginia, who's a guy that has a chance to be, I think, a significant player in this league and a potential early draft guy. I don't know if he's a top half of the first round guy, but this is a 6'2", 190, lengthy physical corner that has experience in the Big 12 where they throw the football. So that's a big deal. And then Nehemiah Pritchett was a kid that – him and Roger McCreary are two guys to me that are joined together too. Both guys earned offers in camp. South Alabama kids. Roger wasn't a small school, but you look at Nehemiah Pritchett from Jackson High School. I mean, it's kind of out there where the only thing they're out there is kind of sawmills. That's it. But he earned an offer from Auburn. He's come in and played. He's gotten bigger and stronger. And Jalen Simpson from over there, near Savannah area, Brunswick, Georgia. They've got, I think, a legit four corners that they can rotate in and out. My question is going to be, do you slide one of those guys in at the nickel? Because the way games being played now, Donovan Kaufman, I think, is going to play the nickel, the Vandy transfer. But do you slide
almost 3-3-5?
Do you try to slide one of those other corners in there just because it's such a necessity now to get more covers on the cover guys on the field?
When it comes to boots on the beach in the state of Alabama, man, nobody covers it like Jason Caldwell. Thank you so much, friend.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Jason Caldwell inside the Auburn Tigers. Again, appreciate his time. And, folks, the full roster as we are wrapping up here. Dan Mullen, Shane Beamer, Ed Ogeron, Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, Eli Drinkwitz, Brian Harsin coming up actually a little bit later today. Dabo Swinney, Mike Norvell, Jeff Collins, Manny Diaz. I mean, on and on. Dan Matthews. Dan, wrap it up there in Charlotte, man. What's been your big impression? Who's the rock star there? Who's been that the past couple days?
All right, Coach, I'm going to go Bronco Mendenhall, and I've said it numerous times on the show how much of a fan I am. I am a shameless shill for Bronco Mendenhall.
You need Bronco Mendenhall to start like an adult league men's baseball team, and you want to play on his team.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's got a lot of Skip Bertman tendencies in him. There's no doubt about it, because it's funny, too, of people, motivating. I got to yell. I got to do all this. Bronco talks it into existence, and it's just one of those things that I was like, you know what? I want to go do some power cleans right now. Like, I want to be able to go get a workout in, because I feel like I'm not doing enough right now. So I would say him coach-wise. Coastal Division. Wanye Thomas from Georgia Tech. Really impressed with him yesterday. Yeah, really impressed with him, and picked him as my all-ACC preseason roster. So yeah, I was really impressed with what he had to bring to the table yesterday. And then today, Jermaine Johnson, who hopefully we'll hear from tomorrow. I thought he was really good for Florida State, and talking about the decision to leave, how he fits into Florida State, and trying to bring the program back. So all three of those, really fun people to have at the table here in Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Wanya Thomas. Anybody who's looking up the Georgia Tech roster, you're not going to identify him first because you're not going to be spelling it correctly. But when you find Wanya Thomas, give him a look, man. Very versatile kid. Can play off the ball, up close near the line of scrimmage a little bit as well. Very versatile special teams as well. So from two locales, wrapping it up and heading back to Atlanta for the home studios tomorrow. Again, we'll bring you all the interviews, the best stuff through the entire week, the coaches, the players, the media. Media experts that you may have missed while we were covering both of the media days. Again, look on the calendar, man. You're going to peel off a couple of days, and suddenly it's going to be week zero, and we got college football being played. Appreciate everybody being with us the past 4 days live from here, Hoover, Alabama, on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.